quality air,
and that lets you save.
Look here.
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. All right, thank you so much for being here for this edition of the show. This is a milestone for us and a turning point in our radio career and life here as Exploring Mind and Body, and myself as a host. This is going to be the first show. We're on two new markets. One is going to be in Vegreville, Alberta, and the other one is in Sussex, New Brunswick. So if you're joining us from those areas, thank you so much for being here. We also throw this show up on as a podcast as well. So I know there's people listening all over the world. I couldn't be more grateful for your support and everything you do to contribute to the show through downloads, reviews, telling your friends about it. That means so very much. Now, we're always working to bring you better content, new guests, and that's nothing's changing here. We're going to continue moving forward. We have Val Miller on, who's going to be our first guest from Vegreville, and she's a yoga instructor. She's going to tell you all about the benefits of yoga. She's going to talk about toddler yoga, infant. I suppose that's the same thing. We're going to get into more yoga for kids, adults, and benefits as well. So once again, thank you so much for being here. Let's get into it. Sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Val Miller in the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Val.
Thank you very much, Drew.
So today we're going to be talking about the benefits of yoga. I'm super excited about this. Val, how long have you been doing yoga? How long have you been an instructor for?
I have been teaching yoga in Vegreville for just over 6 years. And then I had practiced yoga myself on and off for quite a number of years before that.
So have you had your holistic center for 6 years?
Yes, I am one of the people that works out of the holistic center. It's not my center, but I rent the space there, and I've been teaching there my entire time that I've been in teaching in Vegreville.
Okay. And so your business is called Zanti Yoga, is that correct?
That's right. Yes.
That's a cool name. Where did you get that? What is it? What does that mean? Something? Where did you find that name?
It does actually. Zanti is a Sanskrit term, and Sanskrit is the language that yoga kind of comes out of. And Zanti means calm. So I just thought that was kind of a cool thing, one of the benefits that we get from yoga.
That's a cool name. I really like it. Tell me about your background, I suppose, and learning about yoga, and maybe where does your love of yoga come from that you know, so much so that you now teach it?
I kind of came into it in a unexpected to me way. I had worked in schools as an educational assistant for about 15 years, and my oldest daughter is an elementary school teacher, and she had found a training for doing yoga for kids with special needs. And she had sent me the information on it and said, I think we should do this. And so we did. It was in New York City. And I went there the intention of just coming out of it to teach children. I had no intention really of teaching adults. It seemed kind of scary to me to teach adults. And as soon as I had finished that training, they suggest that if you aren't certified, that you go ahead and get your yoga teacher certification. So I did that. And almost immediately upon completing that, a teacher that I had been taking yoga from asked me to fill in for her. She'd had some family emergencies. So I did. I was terrified the first time, but from that, I found that I really enjoyed teaching adults. And so I've been doing both. I've kind of transitioned more towards adults right now. I'm hoping in the fall that we can get some kids and baby classes going again. But I just really found that it was so enjoyable to be able to, or so gratifying, I guess, to be able to help people just feel better. And that's why I love yoga. It always makes me feel better when I practice. And, you know, that's the feedback that I get from all of my students is just that, you know, how they feel so much better for doing the practice.
I want to know what the response is like from the younger generations, like kids and even, I suppose, younger parents. What do they think about yoga?
You know, it's so cool to see really little ones. It's almost like they just have a natural affinity for it. They are very, very receptive. And I've worked, like I say, right from newborn babies. We do parent and baby class. And then I've done, you know, toddlers and elementary kids right up junior high and high school. And especially the younger ones, they just seem to just be naturally drawn to it. They just have fun with it, right? But I also noticed that I've worked with some kids with, you know, maybe some attention deficit issues and some behavior issues, and they have said how they feel calmer. You know, this is a little bit older children, you know, like 5 to 9 year olds kind of thing, that they feel the difference in themselves when they do it. So it's really cool. The young parents too, like with the baby classes, they all say how their babies sleep so much better after we have yoga, and they enjoy it. They enjoy it for my parenting baby yoga class is a little bit different than some. Some are kind of more geared to, especially moms, you know, that kind of a class where they sort of use their baby in their practice, and the class that I teach is very much geared towards the baby, and they, you know, they enjoy it as a time out too with other moms, but they see the benefits in their babies with stomach issues and with sleeping.
And so what does that look like? Can you walk us through? Maybe some listeners are like myself and have no idea.
How does a baby do yoga?
Yeah.
That's
what I'm trying to picture right now.
Yeah. Okay, sure, I can do that. We, you know, the moms come, we have lay out the mats and the baby's blanket on their mat. And I'll say typically like a 3-month-old, say, and right from newborn up, it's very similar until they're kind of moving on their own. And they basically, we move the babies through the poses. So, you know, we'll kind of position them. We'll do, laying on their backs, we'll squeeze their knees into their tummy and do some little roly polies, we call them. So we go back and forth, you know, into a bit of a twist with the baby. That's really good for their digestion. We'll put them on their tummies for a little bit of tummy time, working on what is called cobra pose. So they would, you know, bring their hands kind of underneath their shoulders and work on the baby, lifting their chest. And so giving them some strengthening and some core stability, a little bit of back bending there. And then there is a pose that is actually called happy baby pose. And that is one that I'm sure it was named that because babies will naturally do that where they're laying on their backs and they'll grab onto their toes. So, you know, it's very much moving the babies through the poses, and it is a very, very laid back class. Like you can't structure much with little ones. So, I've always told the moms, if you need to feed your baby or change your baby, or they don't like what we're doing, well, then don't do, you know, find what they want to do so that it's enjoyable for them. And they're usually, by the time they get in their car seats at the end, they're sleeping. So it's pretty neat.
That's a good selling point right there. We'll put your babies right to sleep.
yeah, exactly.
My name is Jasmani Lewis. I'm from Florida. I've been enjoying exploring mind body for quite some time now, just for the simple fact that Drew is a genuine person. His content's amazing. And he touches the people with his words. So the listeners that are out there listening, continue listening. For the new ones, you will not be upset. Thank you, Drew.
I couldn't be more excited to tell you about Eric and Dan from The Town Chiropractor and their entire team in your local community. I think days have passed as chiropractors are just thought of twisting and cracking and crunching bones. These are more natural and holistic treatments. Now, The Town Chiropractor have a number of different treatments and services. Some include massage therapy, acupuncture, orthotics, functional movement screening. They have so much to offer. This is truly an entire wellness clinic. Now, they are in Sussex. They're also in St. John, St. Stephen's, Hampton. They're growing. It's so exciting to be involved in what they're doing. Highly recommend checking out their Facebook page, The Town Chiropractor, and see what they have going on. Now, chiropractors aren't just for pain. It's also for prevention. So if you're looking for some adjustments, if you're looking for someone that's a professional to help improve your optimal health, check out The Town Chiropractor in your local community. Is this a common thing? I don't, you know, I've been in yoga. I've done yoga more times than I can count. I wish I would make myself do it on a more regular basis. but is this something that, is it mainstream? Does everyone know about this? I don't know if I've heard too much about baby yoga before.
Probably, yeah. It's getting more mainstream, I think, but it's a newer thing. And that came strictly out of my training. You know, when I did the training for kids with special needs, that was, we were taught how to work with kids right from babies on up. And I just saw the benefits, and it's like the benefits are there for every child, right? They don't have to have any sort of special need or disability for them to benefit from it. And it goes back to the same thing that I know how it makes me feel better, and I see how it helps babies to feel good. And they seem to really enjoy it too, especially as they get older. When they get a little more mobile and they start running around, then it gets even less structured, because, you know, you're working with you grab a couple of poses and fit it in when they are wanting to, and then they play a bit as well. So it is a fairly new concept, I think.
So after the baby mode or baby level, then we move up to, I'm sure there's a couple different levels, but what's it like to work with kids that are maybe a little bit older and could maybe appreciate it a bit more or have more fun with it?
Yeah, I have worked with in the preschool, actually every level of school, from preschool up to high school. They are those younger, early elementary, they find it fun. A lot of times, you know, they seem to know a little bit about yoga. It's kind of cute, because lots of times you say, do you know what yoga is? And they'll sit down cross-legged and put their hands on their knees, like that meditation pose that kind of, I think, comes to people's minds often. And, you know, that's kind of what they know, or their mom maybe does some yoga, so they know a little bit. So especially with the younger, we make it play. We always do a little bit of I'll have a story for them that's a yoga-based story. We'll play some little games that are usually around some breath work, because breathing is kind of a fundamental of any yoga practice. And, you know, and then we'll just have some fun moving through the poses. And then we always end with a relaxation, even with the babies. We finish up with a relaxation. And that's where it's kind of amazing to see some of those kids that are really busy, how they can kind of settle down into that quiet. If you just kind of guide them through it, they seem to appreciate that feeling of calm that they get from it too. And then moving up into, you know, junior high, high school, there's especially with the boys, because it is in our Western culture, it's been very much more of a female practice, which is kind of odd, because when it started, only men were allowed to do it. So,
really?
Yes. So some of the boys will be kind of like, but it's been really neat in working in some of the high school classes. I've had boys that came into it like that, and then after a couple of classes, they're saying, okay, you guys, settle down. You know, it's time to do yoga. So that's kind of cool.
So tell me about, you know, do you guys do breathing exercises? I mean, I suppose that's what yoga is, but I mean, with the kids or with, you know, younger teenagers, is breathing something that you guys focus on as well?
Always. Yes. We'll usually do some sort of an actual breath practice, or it's called pranayama, which is life force movement, which is our breath, right? But I always, throughout the class, will be cueing for the inhales and the exhales, and just to focus on your breath. And that is probably the biggest thing that creates that calming and kind of stress relief that a lot of people find from yoga, is even if you just take 10 seconds and just breathe consciously, it kind of is almost like a reset button and will help to, you know, relieve some stress if you're feeling really stressed, or just bring a sense of calm if you're having kind of a crazy day. And so we work with the breath throughout the whole class, but there will always be a little bit of a structured breathing practice of some sort. You know, there's different ones, so we'll kind of mix it up, but yeah, always focusing on the breath.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, I just think about the advantages of starting with, you know, learning how to control your breath and understanding the benefits of it, especially at a young age. When I have the opportunity to interview, you know, experts and practitioners like yourself, when we get into stress or anxiety, whatever it is, it seems like just about every one of them talks about how beneficial breathing exercises are to, you know, reduce your stress levels, anger, frustration, happiness, whatever it is, breath is always there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen that, especially in working with kids that maybe have some issues around that, that, you know, giving them that tool, you know, I remind them that, you know, you can do this anytime. You know, if you're at school and somebody's making you really mad, just take that little step out for a second and just breathe, you know, take three breaths, and it can make a huge difference. I also work with some adults with mental disabilities, as well as in some cases, some mental illness. And that's probably been the most gratifying work that I've done with it. I've said, if that was all I did with what training I've got, it would be worth it, because I've seen huge benefits for them in managing their stress and their, you know, anxiety sometimes, and how it's given them the ability to cope better with life, right?
All right, don't go anywhere. We got tons of more information coming up on Exploring Mind and Body. I want to take a moment to tell you about the Sunshine House Financial Center right here in Sussex. Because you take your health seriously, you set goals and make a plan to reach your health and fitness targets. Have you thought about a plan to help you reach your financial targets? Whether you're dreaming of retirement, saving for your child's education, or protecting your family in the event of death, disability, or serious illness, Sunshine House Financial Center has the financial security planning solutions to help you reach your goals. A goal without a plan is just wishful thinking. What's your plan? Contact us today and we'll help you develop a financial plan for you, your family, or your business suited for your lifestyle and budget. Starting today, you can lay a solid foundation for your financial independence. Call 433-4588 to speak to Greg, Jane, or Edward Keith. They're looking forward to hearing from you. How often do you do yoga yourself personally?
I try to practice at least 6 days a week. Sometimes that's just a matter of 10 minutes. Sometimes it's not a physical practice. Sometimes it's just doing some breath work or some, you know, but I do, you know, when things are a little quieter, then I dedicate more time to it. But I do try to practice something at least 6 days a week.
And is that, when do you do your yoga practice? Would that be in the morning, right when you get up, or?
Yes. Ideally that's, yeah, because I think like everybody else, once you get going with your day, it just kind of gets away on you, right? So it's like first thing, or it seems like it just doesn't happen sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. That's why, you know, I always recommend working out in the morning. A lot of people say that I'm not really a morning person, but I think that we can become morning people. And even if it's, you get up 10 minutes early to do some breathing exercises, I think that's a good start to get you in the right mind frame to start your day out right.
Absolutely. I would agree with you 100%, because yeah, it just sets a really good tone for your day, right? And you start off feeling better, I think.
Tell me more about the benefits of yoga. We talked a bit about stress, anxiety. We haven't really touched on your adult class as much. What is some, I mean, adults, we deal with them, or you and I are both adults, myself for the most part.
Sometimes.
Tell me about the adults you work with, maybe some of the benefits that they've found.
I would guess that probably the vast majority, the greatest benefit that they feel or what they come looking for is that stress relief. Like, I think pretty much everybody struggles with stress. I think we can use the physical practice to kind of burn off stress, right? Like, I run as well. And I think anytime that you move your body physically, it's a stress relief. So there's that aspect of it. I often hear from people that, you know, say, oh, I should come to yoga, but I'm just not flexible. And I always say, well, that's why you should come to yoga, right? You don't need to be flexible to come to yoga. But that is one of the physical benefits, is that you will gain flexibility. Another big one, I think, that draws people, and a benefit that they find, is back pain relief. A lot of people suffer with back pain, and it just, we move our body in a yoga class in pretty much every possible direction. A style of yoga that I was trained in, you are in a class required to do forward bends, back bends, side bends, inversions, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to stand on your head. Anytime your head is lower than your heart, that's considered an inversion. Balance poses and twists. So when you move through all those different ranges of motion, you really can help to alleviate a lot of issues that people might have with their backs.
I want to take a moment to tell you about Complete Truth Protein. Now, Complete Truth Protein is a whole food supplement. This means it's made with whole foods, being quinoa and hemp hearts. Many times when we look at conventional supplements, our body has a difficult time absorbing, digesting, and utilizing all the nutrients, which is why I always prefer and suggest whole foods. So if you look at Complete Truth Protein, it's a plant-based product. It's gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and GMO free. It's also a raw product. So we're looking at all kinds of ways to improve your health. That's going to be easy to utilize, digest, and absorb. And more than anything, burn off is energy. The very first thing customers tell us is they can't believe how much more energy they have from adding Complete Truth Protein to their smoothies. So head over to hempy.ca/CTP. Now, if you want 15% off, all you have to do is enter in EMB in the discount code, hempy.ca/CTP. Is there anything that you're working towards yourself? This always interests me, hearing from a yoga instructor. Is there any pose that you struggle with, or is there any pose that you want to work on that could improve your health, your yoga practice, your ability to do yoga?
Absolutely. There's many that I'm working towards. Probably first one that popped into my head is a handstand. And I've had some injuries. I broke a wrist and a collarbone, both on the left side. So I have some limitation there, but I don't think it's enough that I shouldn't be able to one day get it. There are so many poses and so many advanced poses that, you know, you can always, you're never going to arrive, right? And that's the thing that is important to remember, is that it's the practice, it's the journey. It's not that, you know, it's not the achievement of something, right? It's what you learn along the way, kind of thing.
Is that a famous quote? You're never going to arrive, or is that yours?
Well, it's not one that I've heard anyway. the one about, you know, it's the journey that's somebody's. It's not the destination, it's the journey, kind of thing. That's somebody's. I'm not sure who.
Yeah, so much believe in that. I think so many times we're focused on the end result, and we don't realize all the, you know, we don't realize the journey, all the little things, all the successes, the even the failures that we can learn to appreciate. Is we're so focused on that end result. And if you understand that there is no end result.
Exactly. Yeah,
end result
for sure.
Is the journey. I think that's cool.
Yes. And when you say about failures, that's one that I've heard too, is that, you know, you learn more from your failures than you do from your successes, right? I try not to consider, you know, if you can't do something today, I try not to consider that a failure, but it's, you know, it's something more to practice.
Right. Val, tell me more about what's going on at Zanti Yoga, how we can get a hold of you, maybe some of the services that you offer.
Sure. There's lots of ways that you can find me. I'm on Facebook, Zanti Yoga. I had a student so kindly give me a gift of creating a web page for me. So maybe I can publicly thank Shelley Weeb for doing that for me. It was an awesome thing that she's created me this website that's called zantiyoga.ca. So Zanti is Z-A-N as in Norman, T-I. And then email valmiller122@icloud.com or by phone or text 780-603-1612. And at the Holistic Center, there are a number of practitioners there. There we have right now two massage therapists. We have a Reiki practitioner and a intuitive healer. She also does some Reiki as well. And we have Zumba classes as well starting in the fall, about the middle of September. We have a Zumba teacher who will be teaching a seniors Zumba class, which I think is kind of cool. The music is more geared to their tastes, I think. It's called Zumba Gold, and she'll be doing some noon hour classes as well. And then my schedule in the fall will be starting probably the third week of September, kind of once everybody gets settled into school and life quietens down a little bit. We will be having classes. I will be teaching Monday evenings probably. We do hot yoga Tuesday and Thursdays. We have a sunrise class that's always a hard sell, 6:30 a.m. I keep it going because, like we were saying, I am a morning person, so I like to get up and get going. And there's a couple that we have that are dedicated students to that one, but we're always looking for more recruits. Have a noon hour class as well. And then we have a couple of other teachers that teach at the studio as well. Georgina White teaches a Wednesday evening Hatha Flow class. And Sheila Steinbach teaches through VEGMIN, which is the Adult Learning Council. So if you're interested in taking Sheila's class on Tuesday evenings, you should contact VEGMIN.
All right. Fantastic. And if they have any more questions, they can contact you or visit your website. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I can, you know, if they're interested in any of those other practitioners, I can direct them, get them their contact information if they get a hold of me.
Okay. Fantastic. Val, I can't thank you enough. You're our first interview from the Vegreville area. So
awesome.
That's pretty cool. And then thanks for your support with the show. We're excited to be in a new area and a new community. So we're looking forward to working with you and your community there. And I wish you all the best in business and looking forward to hearing how things go as we progress here.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy that you're going to have the show on the radio. I think it'll be really interesting to hear.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thanks so much for sticking around with us till the end. Hope you found some benefits of yoga. And I hope you consider checking out Val and Val's yoga studio. And if you're in a different area, a different market, check out yoga. There's so many benefits from stress reduction to mind and body healing. Yoga is such like I said in the interview, I wish I did more of it. I'm getting into a new routine. And I'll tell you about it in a podcast. I'm doing some more yoga myself. Thank you so much, Val, for your support. Thank you everywhere in the New Sussex area, in the Vegreville area, in Olds, in the community, and everyone else listening through podcasts around the world. You mean so much to me and the show. So thanks for being here with us. If you never want to miss a show, you can download the app on any Apple device. Head over to trueformlife.com/EMB. For some free products with your download. If you're looking to jumpstart yourself into a fitness routine, start to live a little healthier, we have a free 10-day fitness challenge at trueformlife.com. We have 10 different workouts in 10 days and tips along the way to help you succeed. So head over to trueformlife.com. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddeo, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddeo, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddeo, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.